The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Helping children through divorce. Four tips to help them through your separation and divorce. Divorce is never easy for anyone, especially parents and children. Social scientists and researchers have shown that overwhelmingly how your children will fare through your separation depends largely on the level of parental conflict and how long that lasts. Being conscious of a few key elements throughout your separation can have a considerable impact on how your children get through your separation and divorce. It is natural when a relationship ends for there to be some level of suffering that occurs during and in the months immediately following the separation. But in the event the conflict is exacerbated and extends over time, this is likely to increase a child's stress and anxiety. This ongoing conflict can be very problematic, as it can result in a child feeling torn between two parents. When addressing children's needs, their well-being is always considered paramount. Continue listening as we explore what is involved in helping children through separation and divorce, including how to tell your children about your separation and some helpful tips to assist your children through the separation process. Telling your children about divorce. There is no easy way to break the news to your children that you are getting divorced, but there are things you can do to try and help your children cope better with the news. It is really important to try and leave your feelings, whether they are guilt, anger, or blame, out of the discussion that you have with your child. It is also important to ensure that whatever is communicated is suitable for the child's age, maturity, and individual personality. Research suggests that regardless of a child's age, it is helpful to reinforce that the separation is not the child's fault, and you should look to give them reassurance that their parents love them and will continue to be involved in their lives. Where appropriate, you may wish to give your children information if there is going to be a change to their living arrangements or their daily routine, if that has been agreed or determined. Older children may be more likely to have sensed that changes are afoot, and the news may not come as a surprise, but positive reinforcement is still likely to be beneficial. Shielding your children from conflict. After the initial discussion to break the news, it is important to try to shield your children from any conflict wherever possible. Do not directly involve your children in any adult issues between you and your ex-partner. If you can, aim to keep any visible and audible conflict away from them. If you are having a heated discussion or discussing legal issues, try to arrange to do this at a time when the kids will not be in earshot of you. While emotions are heightened, it can be challenging, but aim to avoid blame or using your kids to share negative feelings about the other parent. You will also want to ensure you avoid making your children act as messengers between yourself and your ex. This is something I see come up a lot in family reports. For example, parents may be concerned about children being used to send messages about appointments or arrangements, such as pick up or drop off details. These parents are often trying to avoid communication with the other parent. It is a problem when information like this is passed through the child. I often hear and see a response that might be something like, "Why didn't Dad tell me that directly?" or "Why doesn't she talk to me?" which can leave your child feeling torn. So while this might seem like an innocent and practical way of dealing with things, it can be really damaging to children, as they then have this loyalty conflict about how they deal with feelings, like they are in the middle. important things to reinforce to help your children through divorce. The most important message to reinforce to your kids is that they are loved by both parents. You want to be honest but child appropriate by listening to their concerns, spending quality time with them, and focusing on the fact that what is happening is not their fault. Seeking support. For everyone involved, separation and divorce is a really difficult time in people's lives. It is one of the most stressful things that you can go through. So seeking support from professionals, family, or friends is common and recommended. What you as a parent want to be sure of, though, is that you do not use your kids, particularly older children, as support. Even if they are seemingly willing to play that role, it can become increasingly difficult for them to manage that sense of responsibility. Children may need some support themselves, depending on their age and how they are faring with things. Providing an age-appropriate way for that to occur, in consultation with the other parent, is important, whether that's through some counselling or making a school counsellor aware of your circumstances, or through other means such as books or information available online. Separation and divorce is never an easy time for anyone, but when children are involved, it is important as parents that we are helping our children through the process as best we can.